The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
After being in the industry for years and you've grown a big following, would you create a customer VIP Facebook group? If so, is it beneficial and how would you go about it?
Yes. There's a lot of psychology around this. There's a lot of pros and cons as well. So we could deep dive this one probably for a long time, but let's skim the top of it, Stacey.
Let's like give an example of brevity, Nicole.
Brevity time, please.
Hasn't always been our strong suit, but hey, we're working on it. So after being in the industry for years, and you've grown a big following, okay, so that precursor is key. Because what I would say in your example, Jessica, it probably makes sense because you've said what you just said. Most people jump the gun too quickly. What I would say is if you're fortunate enough to be a part of a larger umbrella team that has the infrastructure in place already, utilize that.
Yeah.
Point people towards that. Don't start inventing infrastructure you don't need, because first of all, you don't want to give the impression to all of your new leaders coming up that they all have to create their own Facebook groups for every little thing, because that's what happens. It's like you don't need the team t-shirts as soon as you have three people on your team. We got to slow down a little. Tap into what's already in place with infrastructure. Make your life easier. Show duplication all the way along the line. So that's what I would say immediately off the hop. But if you're at the point where you just have, your team is exploding, it's massive, you've got a lot going on, you've got tons of customers, it probably makes sense for you to start creating that culture for your team. So in that circumstance, I'd probably encourage it. Nicole, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mentioned this before. If you have that type of following and you have leaders that are running, you have your five percenters, I would say you need at least three people that are running hard with you before you start a VIP Facebook group like that, because you do not want to do all the work yourself. You're going to get burned out. You can't take care of all those people, because if you think that you can take care of 100 people or even 1,000 people, what are you going to do when it hits 10,000? You're going to go, oh man, that's too much. I can't do this by myself. You're going to cap out in your own mindset. You've got to dig the ditches first before you start putting something like that into place. So if you have three leaders that can run with you, that can delegate, that have strengths, know their strengths, then you can all manage it together. Because if you can come in powerfully like that, you're going to be able to take care of your people better, and you're going to be able to sleep at night instead of having your phone under your pillow with one eye open, because I build a global business, and I know Stacey builds a global business. We would have to sleep with our eyeball open because we have people working in Australia and India while we're sleeping. So you have to have people in place that can manage that. So just remember that as you're building that out. Don't do it by yourself. Delegate responsibilities to leaders, but leaders that are responsible that show up.
Yeah. I mean, I was building a team for 2 years and change before I started creating extra infrastructure. So just give you an idea.
You can find more great marketing, prospecting, and recruiting tips just like these over at rayhigdon.com. And remember to pick up your free copy of his 29 sources of network marketing leads. We'll see you over there.